The impact of gas disk flaring on rotation curve decomposition and revisiting baryonic and dark matter relations for nearby galaxies, by Pavel E. Mancera Pina et al. Gas disks of late-type galaxies are flared, with scale heights increasing with the distance from the galaxy centers and often reaching KPC scales. We study the effects of gas disk flaring on the recovered dark matter halo parameters from rotation curve decomposition. For this, we carefully select a sample of 32 dwarf and spiral galaxies with high-quality neutral gas, molecular gas, and stellar mass profiles, robust HI rotation curves obtained via 3D kinematic modeling, and reliable bulge disk decomposition. By assuming vertical hydrostatic equilibrium, we derive the scale heights of the atomic and molecular gas disks and fit dark matter halos to the rotation curve self-consistently. We find that the effect of the gas flaring in the rotation curve decomposition can play an important role only for the smallest, gas-dominated dwarfs, while for most of the galaxies the effect is minor and can be ignored. We revisit the stellar and baryon to halo mass relations, MM200 and MBAR-M200. Both relations increase smoothly up to M200 approximately equals 10 to the power of 12 mSun, with galaxies at this end having high M200 and MBAR-M200 ratios approaching the cosmological baryon fraction. At higher M200 the relations show a larger scatter. Most halos of our galaxy sample closely follow the concentration mass, C200-M200, relation resulting from N-body cosmological simulations. Interestingly, the galaxies deviating above and below the relation have the highest and lowest stellar and baryon fractions, respectively, which suggests that the departures from the C200-M200 law are regulated by adiabatic contraction and an increasing importance of feedback. This was the impact of gas disk flaring on rotation curve decomposition and revisiting baryonic and dark matter relations for nearby galaxies, by Pavel E. Mancera Pina et al.